You're here on the fifth quarter show. I've got Coach Niall Thudium for Brookfield, and you took on Palmyra tonight, I understand.
Yes, we did. Palmyra really came out focused and ready to go, and Coach Miles did a tremendous job of having his kids ready to play, and they took it right to us, took the opening kickoff back for six, and presented us with some adversity that we haven't really met much of this year, and we proceeded to put it together a drive and go up 7-6, and after that we proceeded to turn the ball over four times in a row. And then we came out in the second half and fumbled the opening kickoff and gave them the ball back on our 20-yard line. So we were up 13-6 at halftime. They had the ball, again, on our 20-yard line with a chance to score. Our defense played tremendous all night long. They only gave up 85 yards of total offense and held them out four downs and out and got us the ball back, and that's when we kind of took over. The offense got going, and we were able to run the ball. Our running back, Reed McBroom, had a big night, 32 carries for 245 yards and three touchdowns. And Dean Dahl and Seth Spicer had good nights. And we were able to take things and kind of run with it from there. Our defensive end, Matt Teeter, somehow came up with a punt that popped up in the air, and he returned it for a touchdown, and we followed up the very next series with an interception for a touchdown from Tucker Noble. So we had a good night defensively. Special teams, after the kickoff return for a touchdown, we played a lot better, and offensively we finally got going in the second half.
How much of this can you blame on the weather, though?
We really didn't have any problems with the weather. Our field was very well taken care of. Not a lot of mud or rain or anything like that. Just didn't play very well. Just weren't very focused coming in the first half, and a lot of credit goes to Palmyra for that. A lot of credit goes to our kids for overcoming adversity and being able to put the ball game away.
Excellent. Defensively, how did you hold down Palmyra?
Well, our coaching staff does a tremendous job. Dave Shaw and Jared Gilman and Matt Lincoln and Brock Hicks, they do a tremendous job of preparing our kids. And our kids, we have a lot of talent on the field. They make plays in space, and they did so tonight. They really, you know, held them in check. I think they had three first downs and as I said, 85 total yards. So really played well defensively. Unfortunately, we were able to play so well defensively because, as I said, it took us a long time to get things going offensively.
You're 7-0 on the season. Is that right?
8-0.
And let's talk about injuries. How are you standing physically?
We're beat up a little bit. We have some bumps and bruises. Pretty typical of playing in such a difficult conference. But overall, we've been able to withstand it pretty well. We did lose one of our starters, we lost him in week one. He tore his ACL in week one, and he continued to play through the first 6 weeks and decided that really he wasn't the same type of player, so he went ahead and had surgery. So he's out. We've had some bumps and bruises along the way that people had to kind of fight through, and so far they've done a nice job of doing that.
Great. Who are you looking at next week?
We go to Clark County to finish up the regular season, and that's a rivalry that dates a long ways back now to the Tri-Rivers Conference, and we played them year in and year out for a long, long time now, and we typically always get Clark County's best effort, and when Clark County's got outstanding football teams, they typically always get Brookfield's best effort as well. So we expect a great football game Friday night. We're going to have to make a long bus ride up there, and we'll have to get off the bus focused and ready to go.
I understand. They're a little down this year, but they're still a quality football team. They're going to be tough to handle.
Year in and year out, they're always good. They're very well coached, and they have tremendous tradition there, and they'll play well, I guarantee it.
All right. Anything else we need to know about your team, Coach?
Very proud of our kids. We were able to solidify the Clarence Cannon Conference Championship for the first time in our history. We've just been in the Clarence Cannon 5 years now, but we were able to win it outright tonight. So just very proud of our kids' effort and their focus, and we just have to keep it going now.
Great. Sounds good. Brookfield 34, Palmyra 6. Niall Thudium, I sure hope you give us a call after that Clark County game, because we'd like to know what happened there.
We'll give you a call as soon as we get cell service.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you calling on the fifth quarter show, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.